You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Good morning. We're on Art Bank.
How's it going, everyone? Nice to be here with you. We've got a good little show coming up this week. Bit of a variety show today. I'm going to preview Steve Bell's. He's the Guardian cartoonist over in the UK, and he's got a show on Wednesday at Gus Fisher Gallery. So we're going to hear a little interview from the BBC that they did with him, just a little extract of that, just to sort of give you a taste of what's coming up on Wednesday. And what have you done this week, Rachel?
I've got some stuff for you about some pioneering female sound engineers and artists. So talking about Delia Derbyshire and Daphne Oram, who are sort of the OGs of women in electronic music. So, yeah.
Cool. And we've got Ronan Perry-Lee sitting over there in the corner. He's got some work up at Moko Pōpaki, which is a new space on Karangahape Road. So we'll be keen to hear a little bit about what's going on up there. And Theo, you've got a little something as well?
I've brought in a sound piece by the artist Harry Bottoia, who's a late Italian sculptor who started playing his sculptures at a point in the 60s. And it's just an interesting thing to listen to on a Sunday morning. So it's a really, it's a jam-packed variety show.
Cool. So...
it was just a little taste of Steve Bell, who's got a show coming up on Wednesday.
And he's in the country, he's doing series
of tours. I'm in the world where my princess is player, and she feel I'm a Vader, and my lore grows greater and greater. Him trails, dropping poisonous vapors, have you shaking like Gator. Been chill, nigga, process to data. Blu-ray, wait, follow a beta, I DVR for later. Cop a monster with a G, I'm a waiter, you can't define us X, Y, Z, Z, it's a generational elitist. Have you cheating virtual think pieces?
See these written words with medical science. Brains defiant, thoughts heavy, baby, they're a major appliance. Leave a tan when dropping to flyness through a giant. Dude's nice, he tight screwed in with some pliers. Cool with some buyers, yeah, nigga, cool with some growers.
Never know tattletales, only I don't know us. Yeah, show me generation, show us what you gon' show us. So listen, mommy, see, we could collude with a boy. Mouthpiece like coins with a jubilant noise. Dude's rude and as useless as coins. Shoot them boys, verse then rehearse in the soothing of loins. Talk to Joey Earl, Kendrick Cole, gatekeepers afloat. They are extensions of instinctual soul. It's the highest of commodity grade, and you can get it today. Hitting, reading pages of Poe. Telly is low, cuddle bunny ready to go. Day of the dead,
bury all the zombies instead.
And it's just your aftermath, Buster cutting your dreads.
Bruce Lee and niggas, Ryo niggas, UFC. Smoke trio niggas, sizzle out your USB.
Surge pricing on these Ubers, I'ma get me a cab.
Where'd your Obi at?
Arriving on impeccable grass, I'll be in NYC waiting for that law to pass.
Cash it, been waiting for a Jets title since last. Richard Todd, Todd Bowles, gangrene on that ass.
Magic Mike on the mic, David Blaine, Douglas Henning.
In the church of Busta Rhymes, it's my sermon you get. Horizontal spitting, I'm the exorcist of your witness. Don't interrupt me, nigga. Sorry, that's a sin unforgiven. Like how we be skipping on bees, like cooking crack in the kitchen.
Wait, just start the package, dry it back up to wet. This man city's not a game, easy, quiet, on set.
Fine, student of the past, trailblazing the day. Not acknowledging a trend, I swept up in a phase. We still the highest of commodity grades. And you can get it, get it, get it, get it, get it today.
Auckland Theatre Company presents Peer Gynt Recycled. Award-winning Kiwi playwright Eli Kent takes a wild ride through the life and times of one of literature's most charming ratbags, Henrik Ibsen's Peer Gynt, a bad boy with big dreams and a lust for life and woman. In this funny, serious, meta-theatrical experience, Eli himself features as a central character, alongside Ibsen's charismatic anti-hero for all the thrills and spills of his astonishing life quest. Peer Gynt Recycled, 7th to the 18th of March at the ASB Waterfront Theatre. Tickets available from atc.co.nz.
Real Groovy Records brings you the 95BFM Jazz Show, Sunday afternoons from 12 till 2.
Something new.
The Jazz Show, a show for the jazz-wise and the otherwise, with your hosts, Blind Mango Chutney, Duncan Campbell and myself, Def Jim, bringing you 2 hours of the music that jazz became and the music it's becoming. The Jazz Show, Sundays from midday, proudly brought to you by Real Groovy Records, 369 Queen Street.
It's 2 o'clock. Back on the good foot's about to start.
No, wait. What are you doing? I'm not wearing any shoes.
Huh?
Oh, no. It's too late. The salacious mix of quality grooves. It's too much. I can't not dance. It's only a matter of time before my poor unprotected feet are ground down to wet chalky nubs and I'm left totally footless.
I mean, I can just turn off the radio.
No. I like this song.
Back on the good foot, dousing you in solid soul toe tappers, rock steady groovers, and filthy funk freakouts every Sunday from 2 till 4 with your delightful hosts, Tina Turntables and Mr. Crawley. Back on the good foot, proudly presented by Auckland's Shoemaster Generals, Pat Menzies. They've got your dancing shoes sorted and anything else your good feet could wish for. Walk on down to the Canterbury Arcade at 174 Queen Street, get on up to their new store in St. Kevin's Arcade on K Road, or pop online to patmenziesshoes.co.nz.
Oh man, I just realised good foot and it's a shoe shop. That's classic. Good job, sales team.
You're listening to Artbank.
And we're back. So we've had. So Rachel, you've prepared something for today's show.
Yeah, the real benefit of being in bed with bronchitis in the middle of summer, which sucks, is that you can get into a real good YouTube spiral of cool things. And I've been in the YouTube spiral of Daphne Oram this week. She's like a electronic music pioneer. She was part of the. Well, she co-founded the BBC Radiophonic Workshop in the late 1950s, and they produced a bunch of sound effects and new music for radio for the BBC.
Also, the Doctor Who opening credits.
They also did the Doctor Who opening credits, and I'm going to play some stuff from the woman who actually composed the first electronic Doctor Who sounds as well shortly. But Daphne Oram. First of all, she set it up, and she was a pretty amazing woman. She was the first woman to set up a personal electronic music studio, which was in her house in the middle of the country, and there's some fantastic stuff you can find on YouTube of her just sitting at home with this, you know, chintzy sort of couches and everything, and she's got a great perm and these great sort of cat eye glasses, and then she's got this sort of insane setup of this crazy machine she created called the Oramix machine, and it's a drawn sound technique that involves drawing directly onto 35mm film stock, and from those shapes and designs on the film strips, it's read by photoelectric cells and transformed into sounds. So she was a real pioneer, and I'm going to play some stuff that was made on that Oramix machine. This is called a Pulse Persephone.
Thank you.
So that was Daphne Oram with Pulse Persephone there, being produced and played through her Oramix machine, which I definitely, if you're near a computer or your phone or something, definitely give it a Google, because it's a pretty crazy setup, and the drawings that's being read off are just sort of like lines and dashes and things. But yeah, she's a pretty amazing woman. And when I was looking up her as well, I found out about this other woman, who is Delia Derbyshire, who also worked at the BBC Radiophonic Workshop about 10 years after Daphne Oram set it up. And she is most well known because she created the first electronic arrangement for the theme music to Doctor Who, which was arranged by Ron Grainer. And she's pretty interesting as well, because Ron Grainer tried to get her as a co-composer, but because of pretty much, I imagine, institutional sexism, she wasn't allowed to, because they wanted to keep the people of the Radiophonics Workshop sort of hush-hush and make them this big sort of nebulous body. But, you know, there's always an excuse for that kind of thing. But, of course, now she's getting a lot of credit for it. And so I thought I'd play some of the stuff that she made as well. This is one that she did in 1968. She went on to have quite an amazing career making electronic sounds. This is called Pot au Feu.
Thank you.
So that was Delia Derbyshire with Pot au Feu. That's my best French, not really. And that's from 1968. So she was another one of these amazing female sound pioneers from the radiophonic workshop at the BBC. So, yeah, I definitely encourage you guys to Google them because their setups are crazy and they also, yeah, pretty amazing women. So, yeah.
Thanks for playing us those selections today. Now we're just going to go into a song. We're going to go into That's Not Me, Skepta.
What you mean? Yeah. Skepta. One line flows, yeah, I got some of those. Get me, Jamie? Easy. Nah, that's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, nah, that's not me. Lips any girl, nah, that's not me. Yeah, I used to wear Gucci, I put it all in the bin, cause that's not me. True, I used to look like you, but dressing like a mess, nah, that's not me. It's the return of the Mac, I'm still alive just like Tupac. Girls in the front row, girls in the back. Spit one lyric, everybody's like, bruh. Flashback to the cold nights in the trap. Now I'm in a new whip, counting a big stack. Yellow gold chain and the diamonds are black. Jack me, nah, you don't wanna do that. Anytime you see me wearing a glove, wait a minute, no, I ain't come here to fight like Jet Li. Spray this till the clip is empty. I know you get what I'm saying, you get me. Love for the G's and the N's, but we don't love no girls in the N's. Last time I fell in love with a skep, but trust me, I will never do that again. Nah, that's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, nah, that's not me. Lips any girl, nah, that's not me. Yeah, I used to wear LV, put it all in the bin, cause that's not me. True, I used to look like you, but just like a mess, nah, that's not me. See me, I come from the roads. Pricks wanna try and put Skepta on hold, but no. Bad boy, I've been one of those. Wake up, cool, you will get one of those. One to the eyeball, one to the nose. I don't really care about your postcode. Take your girl, no dinner, no rolls. 2 minutes in my bedroom, no clothes. Girls everywhere, girls in the club. Looking at me trying to make a black man blush. Girls on the high street, girls on the bus. But these niggas wanna hang around us, that's us. I don't wanna see a Stone Island, cuz man talk shit, I just smile and flush. I'm looking for a girl with the X Factor, but I don't judge like Simon does.
From day one, I said I was serious, then serious hit the jackpot. People ask what music I make, turn the volume up, cause that's what. I don't wear no bait designer brands, I spit deep bars in my black top. You'll never see me smoking a cigarette car, cigarette smoker, that's not me. Nah, that's not me. Nah, that's not. When I'm on a mic in a rave, I got the whole crowd bubbling like a crackpot. See me and Skepta in a video with a nostalgic backdrop. There'll never be a day when I don't make music, cause silent, nah, that's not me.
Nah, that's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, nah, that's not me. Lips any girl, nah, that's not me. Yeah, I used to wear Gucci, I put it all in the bin, cause that's not me. True, I used to look like you, but dressing like a mess, nah, that's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, nah, that's not me. Lips any girl, nah, that's not me. Yeah, I used to wear Gucci, I put it all in the bin, cause that's not me. True, I used to look like you, but dressing like a mess, nah, that's not me.
People always say to us, hey Silo Park, we love the silos, but how do you put together the perfect summer event schedule? I tell them honestly, I take inspiration from the 95BFM weekday DJs. It's the mix. You've got Penny on a Monday, a bit dark but with poppy gems to take you by surprise, which I think perfectly describes silo cinema because the sky is dark at night. You've got Bridge on Wednesday, it's grooves, it's buzzy, it's undoubtedly the Silo Park markets. Sigrid on a Thursday goes without saying that's silo stories because of her voice breaks. And obviously Connor on a Friday represents that it's called Silo Park, like park life. Because he's English.
I feel like you're stretching the metaphor a bit.
No, I think it works.
Silo Park, sorting your summer with their community of good times. I'm proudly bringing you your gorgeous early Arvo weekday selections from Penny, Bridge, Sigrid and Connor. Go to 95bfm.com for show details and check out silopark.co.nz or the Silo Park Facebook. Thanks to Panuku Development Auckland.
You're listening to Art Bank.
And we're back. So that was Skepta just then, and now in the studio we've got a special guest. We've got Ronan Perry.
Yeah.
That's your surname?
Perry is my middle name.
It's your middle name. See, I've just always seen it as Perry. I was like, oh, that's probably
your name. Yeah, I made a decision at some point to include that on my Facebook.
So, What is your surname? Just so people can know.
Surname's Lee.
Oh, Lee, okay. Ronan Lee.
Yeah.
So you've got work up on K Road at the moment. And it's part of a sort of group, or did you describe it as a salon show?
Yeah, I think it's called Salon de Refuse, or whatever, however you pronounce that. Like, yeah, it's like, I think it's sort of like a shop, like a showing space with lots of artists with sort of smaller works.
Because the, I've gone up to the space. What's it called?
It's Mokopōpaki.
Mokopōpaki.
Yeah.
And there's sort of two factors to it. There's a selection of works by the collective group duo Yellow Bro.
Yeah, so that's the... So I guess there's like two spaces within that. So one of them's like the salon, which will show like... I think the idea is that it shows like revolving works. So once something sells, it's replaced by another work.
So if nothing ever sells, then
it never goes
stuck
away.
There forever.
It's going to get real dusty up there, eh?
It's intense. It's a long commitment.
Yeah.
And your work, what's the work you're showing as part of that?
It's like a collage I made, which is like a canvas I bought with like a photographic print on it of Paris. And it has like some photographs that I took. Stuck on top.
What are the photographs that you've taken? What are they of?
They're like various like photographs of other photographs, and I guess like this is like I've been making. It's like the latest edition in an ongoing series of like a similar process, where I like always do this. Yeah. And these ones are, like, sort of just photos of, like, photos but close up. And so it's, like, basically, they're, like, sort of photos of a lens flare.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so these photos that you've, they kind of have these warped effects, you know, when you take a photo of a flat surface and then it kind of gets this, it looks weirder and weirder the more times you take photos of them. And then I guess with your, also you've got the pre-photographed idealized vision of like Paris or London or these kind of pre-printed photos. I mean, where do you find those photos? Like, do you go to op shops or?
Yeah, I just like I sort of see it as like a byproduct of my like lifestyle. So they're just things that I find from op shops and just like walking around.
How do you define your lifestyle?
I'm not sure yet.
Yeah. It's a good question. Like but it's a good,
go
it's good search. It's a good mystery.
Yeah,
and there's a bit of fashion going on. Like the a lot of the photos in the other series, in the same series. So you've taken photos of is it Vespa ads or like?
Those are from like a Japanese like sort of like luxury consumer magazine sort of thing, and those are like that's actually like a fashion shoot. And the guy just happens to be riding a scooter.
Okay. Yeah. And then you've kind of pasted them on top of... Was that a scene from London, do you think? Or over the River Thames or something?
Yeah. Well, the bus.
Yeah.
The red bus.
Oh, the red bus, yeah. So it's very traffic... It's quite trafficy with the...
Yeah, that one's about traffic.
Is it?
Yeah.
Cool. I love work about traffic.
Yeah.
Great. How do you feel about the movie Traffic?
I love it.
Just love it. Just can't get enough of the movie Traffic.
What's that one?
I think isn't that the movie, like the Steven Soderbergh movie from 2003-ish? I think it's about a social issue, but I've never seen it, so I don't know if it's poverty or crime or...
Fantastic radio.
Oh, yes. It's just great radio.
Shall we chuck on a song and then come back and hit you hard with some more big questions about lifestyle, traffic, and fashion?
Yeah.
Cool, this is Rackets.
Sinking under into your home this lonesome winter. And if you go, I'll never forget. I'm safe and warm high on mountain tops.
to settle in. I'm comfortable, and I know you feel the same. There is no doubt that I will doubt. Can we work on working this one out? And if it grows, will it grow?
You're listening to Art Bank.
Damn right you are.
Yeah, this is Art Bank.
You're back with us. We're talking to Ronan Perry Lee, who's got some work at Moko Pōpaki, which is a new space on K Road, run by our mate Jacob. And it's a kind of a different system up there. So as we were sort of saying, it's a little bit for sale, a little bit just on show. But one of those works on display is Ronan Lee's. And does it have a title, this work, Ronan?
I think it's called Couldn't Leave My Bedroom.
Okay.
Or Couldn't Leave Bedroom, maybe? I can't really remember.
I mean, if you're talking about work that relates to your life, that kind of relates as well. I mean, it's pretty hard to drag you out of that room sometime.
Yeah. It's part of my lifestyle.
Yeah, I'm glad I got you here today, actually. Sometimes I sit outside your house for ages.
So yeah, again, good radio.
Yeah.
Do I always know when you're sitting outside my house?
Yeah, I text you, but you don't reply. You're probably inside reading art books, and I wondered what artists have influenced you in this kind of collage series. Is there anything?
No influences, eh?
No, it's influence, all me. All you.
Nah, I don't know.
Paul Thet, is he one of them?
Yeah, I guess. I think you saw that I was looking at a book of his I was making these.
Yeah.
Maybe indirectly. I think, like, he does a lot of stuff about, like, time, and he uses, like, images of, like, horizons. And
yeah, sure.
Like that. So, yeah, I definitely... The collages are about time.
Okay, yeah. And can you tell us a little bit more about him as an artist, Paul Thet?
I don't know. He's pretty, like, I don't feel that confident to.
Okay.
But he's sweet. I think he was, like, I guess he's one of those artists that is really influential on like lots of contemporary art, and that's like I think partly due to him being shown by, I think it was like Mike Kelly and what's his name, Paul McCarthy or something. I think they did like a retrospective show or something. And so that sort of like brought back a lot of like interest, and I think he was like good friends with Susan Sontag. Is that his?
Sontag.
When he was alive, but I guess he was like a quite an interesting person, and he lived an interesting life style.
Like, what did he? What? How?
I think he was quite religious.
Okay.
And spiritual, and he was also queer, and he made work that wasn't, that was kind of at odds with stuff that was being considered important at the time. He made these, like, I guess like his real famous sculptures are like these meat sculptures, which are like, they sort of look like minimalist things, but inside are like sort of convincingly made like lumps of flesh and meat inside. Whoa. That's real cool. They look like sort of like a David Cronenberg like prop or something.
And was there a kind of religious flesh idea to that, do you think?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I mean, so I guess like I don't know very much about religion and all that. Personally, it's more just so the intricacies of like him referencing that in his work are probably lost on me.
Sure.
A little bit, at least.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, yeah.
Shall we cruise into another little tune? So you put this one on your Facebook the other day, Kodak Black, Too Many Years, featuring PNB Rock.
Yeah.
You're listening to Art Bank. And this is Kodak Black.
Too many tears for niggas that I won't get back. Yeah, I got niggas in the graveyard, niggas in the state yards. I swear not a day goes by that I don't think about the times. I wish that I could rewind, cause I didn't get to tell too many years.
Up all night way after sleep time. I'm just thinking about the cooler, gave my dog a dime. You put a buckshot in the nigga behind. No daddy, so I grew up to the street life. But my son, I'ma keep him in the beehive. Scheming on a heist, I need to change my life. I'm geeking all night, I'm on C9. With two niggas toting 3, 4, 5. I seen a nigga play games and he broke now. Lost his life, lost his mind in the courthouse. I'm on WSL, I'm in New York now. Sometimes I be tripping, but I just miss my niggas. I got codeine in my liver. I gave them to the piece of me. I'm too street for this industry, but I think it's where I need to be. Cause verbally, mentally, and physically, I keep that heat. Me and my relatives feeling.
be smoking while we're PMB. Niggas say they following me, but low key they be easing me. You bitches don't mean shit to me. People trying to sentence me. How a younger posted on the street, don't call it sesame. 1K to the death of me, don't put your life in jeopardy.
You're back with Art Bank 95 BFM on a Sunday morning. Up next is the Jazz Show. Hey, if you're interested in what we've been talking about and you want to let us know or send us something, you can always text us on 5395 or give us a call, 309-3879. So I just wanted, just finishing off talking with you, Ronan, up at Mokopopaki, there's a show by Yellow Bro. Now, that's an anonymous collective, and I haven't been to the show, so I'm walking in the door. What am I walking into?
So there's like photographs of some stars, and there's some spoons on the wall, like attached to the wall. And then there's like a telescope in a vitrine. Is that how you say that?
I'm not
Thoughts?
Sure.
A vitrine?
Yeah, cool. Vitrine, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Which is actually a shower.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I guess, like, it's not, you're not supposed to think about how it was a shower too much.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Sure. This was an old flat, though, I guess, and there is a shower in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you know sort of much of the context behind the work, or should we just send people along and say, go and check it out?
Yeah, people should check it out. I think I've got, like, a works list, and it has a poem on the back, if...
We can finish up the show with that poem or something.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Maybe I don't want to read it.
Okay.
I don't feel, yeah.
Well, we've got
you should check it out. It's real good.
Okay, cool. So that's Mokopopaki. It's next to Ferrari Gallery on Karangahape Road.
No, it's not.
No?
No, it's next to where Rockies used to be.
Oh, yeah. Rockies. Sorry. This I'm getting all confused about.
Too many galleries.
Okay. So that's quite near Thirsty Dog Pub. Trying to... Get people along there. It's open on later in the weekdays. So I think
from Wednesday.
Wednesday to Saturday, maybe.
That sounds correct.
Okay, cool. Theo, what have you got lined up now?
We've got a audio piece by Harry Bottoia, who, like I said at the beginning of the show, he was a Italian sculptor who moved to Detroit when he was 15. And he began making chairs, you know, in a very industrial sense. He designed chairs that were mass manufactured. And at a certain point in the 50s, they became successful enough that he could become independent from having to do production design and become a full-time sculptor. About 10 years into this practice, he started working with the idea that these sculptures could be played and that they'd be played both by him participating with them, these metal rods and metal plates, and also that they'd be affected by the environment. He released a series of recordings of these, and this is Clear Sounds, which is taken from one of those recordings.
Thank you.
So we're just going to fade that down a little bit. And in case you're wondering, the sculptures, they're sort of like these tall collections of poles that resonate together. Some of them are fans that... Yeah, they're just like, I guess, heavy metal objects that are going to make a bang when they mix. They're very visceral, and yeah, this is Clear Sounds by Harry Botoya if you're just tuning in.
Cool. Yeah, it's great to hear a bit of sculpture on the radio. Love it. If you are keen on hearing some more sound-based work, well, Krishla Donaldson just had an opening last night out at Te Uru Waitakere, and she played a gig with a band doing Black Sabbath covers. Referencing the Fairy Falls, referencing the Fairy Falls Festival, which happened down south many years ago. So the Fairy Falls is a solo exhibition by Krishla Donaldson, and it negotiates the world of finance we inhabit, in which the markets have an omnipotent presence. The world of finance objects are counted according to the abstract quantification, which registers price differentials and looks for a way in which the differences between objects are tradable with a view to seizing value. So yeah, it's a big and ambitious show, and we'll be talking to her in a couple of weeks about that show. Also, out at Te Uru, opening last night was Jacqueline Fahey, Where My Eye Leads, and that's a collection of paintings by Jacqueline Fahey, the behemoth in the Auckland art world, best known for her iconic paintings made in the 70s, and some of those feature in the show. What else is up this week, Nadine?
Yep, so coming up real soon on the 7th of March, which is on Tuesday, there is the opening for On Dash, a group show of summer research scholars. Yeah, so it's just a bunch of people who have been doing that over the summer, and it's showcasing works from Adam Ben-Dror, Amelia French, Jerome Ngan-Key, Kirsty McNeil, Liza Savage, Natasha Priddle, Shol Tobak, and Yvonne Shaw.
Great.
So that's from 5 to 7.30 at Project Space.
Oh, that's down in the gully just behind St. Paul's Church at the Elam Art School.
Yeah, so, and another one is one at Te Tuhi for Yonali's In Transit Arrival. So basically reading off what the work is about, it creates elaborate linear steel structures that are meticulously folded, bent, or welded to respond to different spaces. So... yeah, so her work explores the structure and pulse of civilization through a vast, entangled structure. Yeah,
I believe it's one of the largest installations Te Tuhi has commissioned thus far.
Yeah,
so it's sort of a milestone for them, this show.
Yeah, really good. So it's elaborate, and she provides a really intriguing framework to consider the object that surrounds us, the infrastructures that mobilizes, and the systems that... control. So that's on the 11th of March. So there is actually a free bus from Art Space going to Te Tuhi, and that's at 3:30 p.m.
Great. And that's out at Pakuranga if you want to jump in your own car and head out there. And anything else? That's us.
That's us. Yeah.
Cool. So you tuned into Art Bank. Thanks for listening. Cheers, Ronan, for coming in, and Nadine and Rachel for your little contributions. Theo as well. That's all from us. And up next, we'll have the jazz show. Yeah, just signing out with a little bit of Who's the Artist?
Harry Botoya.
Cheers.
That was Art Bank, Mā Te Wā.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.